today's episode going to be real interesting. I feel like I'm going to be talking about a lot of verses today because that's a lot what's going on. I'm even starting today off with a mix. TLC verse fucking SWV.
Talk about it. Yo, listen, when I seen you post that, I was like, yo, you gotta figure out what era you from and what kind of chick you is for the TLC versus SWV thing. Because if you, I feel like for SWV, you gotta be like a submissive, you know, all about my nigga type shit. But for TLC, you gotta be that, you know, hat to the back, you know, cool, calm, collected. I don't know.
I see what you said.
Secret Tim chick. You know what I mean? So you see the vibes. So I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
But just make sure I'm on the same page. You trying to say SWV make more music for like feminine.
Like, yeah, women. So like the girly girls, like the mm-hmm. the girly girls, and nothing wrong with that. But I feel like, you know, the girly girls, the
and
ones
you
know.
Feel like TLC music relate more to tomboys and
yeah,
girly girls.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I can see that because me, obviously, we see what I am.
And you see me.
I definitely grew up more of a TLC fan. I do like SWV. I do. But they don't got the hits to fuck with TLC. TLC got multiple hits on all of their albums. Even their last album, Fan Mail, is garbage. Fan Mail was garbage. But off that album, three hits. They had Silly Ho, they had Unpretty, and they had No Scrubs. Three hits off of a garbage album.
But you got to, but again, you got to deal with the demographics of, you know, who are we talking to? Like, what age brackets are we in? Because, I'm not gonna try to say age wise, but I mean, some of the older females might be on the SWV wave, and some of the, you know, millennials might be on the TLC vibe.
See, I see that too.
So it depends on who we dealing with. But I mean, don't get me wrong. I could be either of the two. And I mean, I guess that's why, for me, like, I'm a different type of female. Like, I mean, I'm not. I don't know. I would say I'm alpha. I'm an alpha female. But at the end of the day, like, I'm really. I mean, I'm tender. I'm tender at some point, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is. You get what you get. Hey. Here we go. See, love will be right here. Don't get me in my feelings. I might be sexting in a minute. Nah.
Not sending text messages.
Talking
about I miss you. Love will be right here, daddy.
Love will be right here, baby. Word to mama. This is what I'm saying. If you know what I mean?
No talking during the mix. Gotta catch these vibes. And this is only a hit because of Michael Jackson, because the regular one didn't go off like this. Let's be real.
True. Facts.
Was a real versus. Okay. T-Bot's got the most random voice.
Definitely love that raspiness.
Baby, baby, baby.
I think everybody was in their bag on that.
I got so much love in my
about a cassette tape, okay? The old school vibes.
Video, they on these motorcycles.
Yo, and that's
all these chiseled niggas everywhere.
And that's Lupio. I don't know if y'all seen, I dropped that ATV joint, you know what I mean, with the dude in the Bridgeport.
I didn't.
Check for it, yo. He was acting nasty on the ATV.
And low key, she's dirty macking. She's dirty macking, trying that's to pick some chick's nigga.
What your girl don't know won't hurt her.
Hold up. I'm full of teenagers right now. Hold up. Hey. When I hit my nigga, I'm like, hey, baby. One, baby.
Oh, I'm still dropping my brother drops. Even though he ain't here, his drops are still going off today.
Let's go.
Definitely love this because he's a creep.
Yo, let's just talk about him. We got a creep sometimes, I guess, right? Down low. Nobody gotta know.
The 30 second of loneliness. I ain't even gonna lie. For me being pro TLC in this whole versus thing.
Look, here you go. She's pro TLC.
I did not show them any justice in this intro mix only because I didn't put this together to show off. I put it together because honestly these songs BPMs like pretty much are identical, and I like came up with these four songs like within 2 minutes, and I just needed something for my intro. But they go on in this verses that I'm gonna lay down later on. Definitely they got too many. TLC,
remember, you gotta do the creep dance. Hey,
yeah. They got too many. They got off this album alone. Crazy Sexy Cool is a classic.
It was a classic, definitely.
Crazy Sexy Cool is a classic.
It was a classic.
But how many hits they got on that? Like honest hits that I think people know. Waterfalls. They got Creep. Shit, I think everybody should know that whole album. But if I'm being honest, like I'm not being a fan.
I gotta listen. I gotta look it up so I can pull it. I gotta pull the track list up.
We can do that. We have technology, baby girl. Okay, let's see. Google.
Here we go. Crazy Sexy Cool.
And people gotta remember, Babyface was producing they shit. Babyface was writing they shit. So their music is different. And even when T-Boz went solo, I copped that. I ain't afraid to touch myself. Come on, man. Okay, they had Digging on You.
Digging on You was a joint.
Digging on You was a hit. Waterfalls. I mean, when I look at this album, I know every last single song word from word.
Kick Your Game.
Case of the Fake People.
That Red Light Switch. Special was definitely on it. And that Switch, yeah. And Take Our Time.
Let's take that time. Come on, man. And then if you a hip hop fan, you love that Something Wicked This Way Comes, because Andre 3000. We fucked that shit.
Yo, listen. Andre 3000. Let's talk about Andre 3000. Yo, he came up with a conversation.
What he did?
His couple. I mean, I don't know if you be seeing like when people be posting the verses and the battles or whatever. People sleep on Andre 3000. Andre 3000 is definitely the force to be reckoned with.
I don't think people sleep on Andre 3000. I think that a lot of people think that, especially in my group, and Everything Lit, Join Everything Lit if you're not a member. I think a lot of people...
We were all groups, hey.
A lot of people think he's overrated.
Really? I think a lot of people think that Andre 3000...
I don't think Andre 3000 is overrated as a rapper. I think that he... How can I put this? Andre 3000 is more than a rapper. He is definitely an eccentric artist. He's an artist.
He's essential. And I feel like people, because of when he got to the whole Erykah Badu situation, That's what probably.
What was that? When he was like dating her?
Yeah, you know. Listen, they said pussy changed people. Okay. What they said.
I don't know, but his dick might have changed her too, because out of everybody,
true,
everybody that Erica been linked to, he the only one that put a baby in her. And well, no, he's not. No, he's not. Jay Electronica put a baby in her. She got 3 baby daddies. They all rappers. But he was the first. Andre was the first.
But they said that Andre was never the same after he hooked up with
Neither
Erica
was
Badu.
Common.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm.
But it's good. It's a good thing though. They get all holistic. They turn vegan. They start finding themselves.
I don't know. I mean, again, Andre's always been a favorite for me. I love Outkast. I've been a fan. Mm-hmm. I felt like Andre was better than Big Boy.
People get mad at me because there's a lot of South niggas in my group. Shout out to my brother Billy. I love you. Everything lit.
She was talking about her group. Bars were bullshit. Clout versus Bars.
I mean, hey, listen. I don't know nothing about no Clout versus Bars. I got invited. I declined that shit because my whole thing is if I can't nothing podcast your group to death, if I can't share
listen,
my content.
We can talk about it. Let's talk about it.
And only reason I actually allow people to talk about Bars over Bullshit in here is because I went to school with A. And A go back. And I actually got him some members, some of his people that are actually engaging up in that bitch. I sent them there. Like, I had pinned his group to the top of everything lit for like a week. Like, I'm really trying to help Bars Over Bullshit get lit because I really want people to stop posting their shit and everything lit. Everything lit is not that kind of group. My group is for debate. It's for hip-hop conversation, old documentaries.
Okay, see, that's
movies.
What I'm saying. Talk about what your group is for. Let's talk about that because people get misconstrued about what the content is of groups. So, again, what you said, Everything Lit is about...
Everything Lit is basically a group that I developed around the Nothing podcast because, overall, I don't feel like I could get mad at somebody for seeing, you cannot post your podcast in my shit all day. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, if I have my own shit, okay, this group is about my podcast. So, people that join here, they understand, yeah, you're going to get the hip-hop news and gossip and we're gonna bullshit, we're gonna watch documentaries, we're gonna do all of that other shit, but you know you about to catch these Nothing podcast snips, you about to catch these Nothing podcast episodes, you about to see DJ Exclusive doing her music shit, Doughboy might post his music shit.
Okay.
Because overall we have a brand. I sell clothing, I sell beats, my you know, my co-host got 4 fucking kids, so if we're building an audience, that's for our benefit, not for yours. But I know a boy named Aaron who loves unsigned hip hop. So he started Bars Over Bullshit.
Yeah, and I'm not the spokesperson for Bars Over Bullshit. I am an admin mm-hmm. on that group. I'm not a spokesperson for Bars Over Bullshit. So I cannot
specifically say. I bring that fucking group up like every episode because I want her to join that shit.
Bars Over, I'm just saying, I don't want to say something and feel like, oh, okay, she's broke. Listen, I'm an admin on there for a reason. I feel like we connected in certain ways, and Bars Over Bullshit was a platform for people to, again, Bars Over Bullshit. Drop your bars and not the bullshit. I want to get this clear because I think a lot of people thought that it was, oh, we were trying to do the Clout versus Bars.
Okay, so this is the thing about that. I heard about the Clout versus Bars group, but I didn't join it because that's when I was like knee deep in starting this shit. So I didn't care about that. But then I seen there was a lot of like battles that like got like street like in there. So I'm like, okay, I really don't want to be a part of this.
See, exactly. See, that I feel like people fucked up Clout versus Bars. Clout versus Bars was not made to be what people made it to be. It was made for Magic, and if I'm wrong, I don't want to be wrong. I'm saying I think he wanted
Magic?
To do Magic.
And
is
he the dude that diss Grits? Because Grits was over here talking about that. You can talk about it. Grits came up here.
No, listen,
about
he is. And the thing is about, I'm neutral. I'm gonna say the word. I fuck with everybody, and I love everybody. Clout versus Bars, I don't think was made for people to like be the way it is. It became more Clout than Bars, but I guess that's dealing with the admins. If they would have stopped like the bullshit and stuck to what
but you want to know what it is though, right? This is one of the reasons
Tell me what you
why,
think it is.
This is one of the reasons why.
Because I don't know. I mean, like I said, I don't know.
Reason, this is the second reason I fuck with A. Outside of the AIT shit, outside of us working at
But Cloud vs. Bars is not A.
No, I'm about to tell you. The reason I fuck with A group because he called his shit bars over bullshit. So when I first started posting in there, because I run content, my catchphrases, yeah. It might not mean nothing to y'all. So I used to go up in there and be like, okay, well, this the bullshit.
Yeah, you exactly.
So you and could I differentiate. Think, you,
exactly. So and I believe that
there was no differential.
Exactly. I believe that in bars over bullshit, what you're going to get, and I mean, for me as an admin, what I try to bring to the table is I'm going to represent everything that's bars. And then if it's a little bit of bullshit, we might bring it along. But I'm not. It's a neutral.
But
free
it gotta
zone.
Be the level of the bullshit.
Exactly.
Like my example of bullshit is like, I know these niggas probably don't give no fucks that Tory Lanez shot Megan Thee Stallion, but I'm a blogger.
Exactly.
And they're a
so
part of the culture.
That's a part of, and we're gonna post that, and we're gonna go
but
into that.
I can't get up in there, and then I'm going live, and I'm like, yo. That nigga Aaron, I used to call that nigga Dutch. He can't rap for shit. Like, that's the bullshit that's not okay. You're not about to just go in there going
exactly.
live, coming at motherfuckers,
exactly.
being disrespectful.
And that's, I think, so that's what we're doing, the differential, how are we trying
that's
to say
That's how you differentiate the bullshit.
Cult versus bars and bars over bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it was never the intentions of anybody to try to piggyback off of what other niggas was doing.
Yeah, but
it was
when
just basically
group,
being
it's like thousands of people in there. That's all that shit is. They see the group because Clout versus Bars. I remember I got invited and it was already over a rack of people in there, and it was active and videos was getting hundreds of views. That's why that clout shit happened, because niggas is like, oh, even now, this is what I be telling A all the time. Your group, niggas just want to go in there and dump content. You need to turn approval post on, because niggas post all day, but they don't give nobody no feedback. That's what was happening in Clout vs. Bars. But
exactly.
Niggas was getting feedback, reactions, and comments, and mad views. So that's when niggas started doing the clout shit. Because they're like, oh, niggas is really watching this group right here.
I feel like Clout vs. Bars was more of a town thing.
And then it spread out.
Mm-hmm. So my thing is, Clout vs. Bars still popping. Bars over bullshit, still popping. Okay, two different avenues. So now, if you want to click clout versus bars, whereas, is it going to be clout and bars? Again, like I said, clout versus bars became more
it's
about
just
clout.
Basically, bars over bullshit is a more chill, relaxed environment. Y'all only issue
yeah.
is engagement. The clout over the bullshit, clout versus bars group is more aggressive.
Exactly.
You're more likely to get into a rap battle or possibly real life beef. Because these niggas is not on no internet shit. They're just on the internet doing shit that they would actually do outside. In some cases.
That's what you say, Clout vs. Bars is?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if that's what they want to call it, I'm not saying that. I don't know what happened with that over there.
Because I've heard at least two different situations that progressed off of the internet.
I think those were already situations that were already progressed before.
And that's why I said they on the internet doing shit that they would have.
And they should not do that.
And then this is what happens when you do that, right? Me and you got real life beef, right? Everybody know that we got real beef, but now I'm on the internet with it. Niggas that's they know this ain't no internet shit. So then other people that know that, they look at that group like, oh, because I know for a fact this nigga really beefing for real, so this is
but
not
I don't,
internet
but I don't,
shit.
But I don't think, again, I'm going to say, I don't think that group was made for that.
I don't think it was either, because when I got invited,
it ended up turning into people beefing and things like that, but I say they tried to weed it out and try to do something different where they brought in judges. Or whatever have you,
but
and then bringing people
done. Niggas get used to the way the shit
exactly.
was,
and so
and
now
they don't want it to change. Yep, trust me, that's
but
why.
Again,
my shit been
shouts to yeah, you got to regulate again. You got to regulate
from the beginning.
You got to regulate. You got to remember,
mm-hmm.
like, if
Everything
you want to be neutral, stay neutral. My thing is, like, I love the rap groups. Shout out to y'all. Like, shout out to everybody that's starting their own little groups
yeah,
and
bunch
or whatever.
Of little mini me's.
Yeah, and sharing different content. I say, listen. Share by all means. It don't matter. You could be a member of however many groups you want to be a member of. My whole thing is, you know, let's get back to the culture. Let's get back to what we came here for.
Exactly.
The bars
and engagement.
And engagement.
Engagement.
Exactly.
You gotta, yo.
Listen to the people.
I can't say it enough. Like, even if the shit is garbage, we gotta really say to ourselves, if I'm gonna drop a rhyme today, like if I'm gonna drop a beat tape, then I'm gonna respond to at least 3 people underneath me. Because people not, let me say, y'all don't pay us to post in bars over bullshit, right? It's not advertising. Exactly. So you're posting in there because you want people to check it out. You want people to receive it. But if no one's checking your shit out, then what the fuck is the point? And then also, it's a bunch of niggas that be listening to shit and they don't leave no feedback. And that shit is annoying. Like, when I look at the analytics for the podcast, when I'm looking like, oh, we got 500 views.
Exactly.
Not a single comment. Niggas gonna think I'm paying for views.
Exactly.
And shit.
My whole thing is, if you... My voice to people is to say this. When you see videos, you see content, leave your feedback. Say how you felt about the situation. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, we want to know what it is that you feel about a certain track, a certain person. Don't just like it because that's your homeboy, your dude, that's your nigga, whatever. Yo, exactly, say, yo, and I like the way he put this and this and that together.
But even if you do like it, like even if you drop a song today and I like it just because you dropped it and we potted today, I'm still going to be like, yo, I like this beat. I like this.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, the thing about it, what I get mad with, and yo, I've been around, I've been in the game for a minute, and shouts to the growth. I seen the growth in Connecticut. Yo, CT has grown.
And they still don't fuck
and
with each other.
The problem is, they don't. And the problem is that, yo, but as of lately, though, people have been coming together. Shout to all the brands that have been coming together. People have been showing, like, yo, Show Love, Craze White. Yo, everybody been coming together. Bridgeport, Norwalk. Shout out to everybody that been doing certain events, things to come together.
Well, they ain't copping this nothing merch, so. But, yo. First topic I didn't really want to talk about it because it's sensitive. I'm real sensitive about Kanye. Anybody that knows anything about
Kanye
knows I love.
You know what? Kanye. I love Kanye too, and I'm glad you said that. Yo, listen, I'm a Kanye. I love Kanye. I'm just glad you brought him up. Where is Kanye at right now?
All
right,
so here's the deal. This is what I'm
going. I want to hear your take.
I'm going to do it. This is what we're going to do. I have several Kanye topics, so I'm about to just...
Yo, let's do it, because I love Kanye.
First things first, shout out to Dame Dash.
Shout out to Dame Dash.
I don't know how I feel about Dave Chappelle, but for lack of other words, I'm going to just say shout out to Dave Chappelle. Right?
I love Dave Chappelle.
No, the reason to say I don't know how I feel about the Dave Chappelle shit, because that shit was a photo op. You pulled up on Kanye and you smiled and Kanye was like, yo, be funny, tell a joke, and that shit was some bullshit. Now, I don't know what he told him outside of the cameras, but I know he did get on his jet, he came to see him, he did the little photo op, and then he left. So I don't know how I feel about that. But for some reason, him and Dame Dash are at Walmart. Why they're at Walmart? Like, that wasn't a photo op. Somebody seen them at Walmart and took a picture and posted it on the internet. That's real different. There was no pictures tweeted and posted with him and, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure they took pictures and they probably came out later, but what came out was them at Walmart and you could see Dame was drilling into him. And that's why I had made the comment like, yeah, Dame's been with him for 3 days. That's why his album didn't drop, because Dame probably ain't shut up for 3 days, because y'all know Dame run his motherfucking mouth. But all of those tweets, I believe all of them, when he says that Kim was trying to commit him, yeah. Even Kim said on her little rebuttal and her Instagram story that a person that has bipolar, it's hard to deal with them when they're not a minor. Which means, yeah, you tried to put him in the hospital and then you found out that you couldn't because he a grown man. And ain't nothing wrong with him. So when he getting on Twitter and he say, she tried to commit me, she tried to do this and this and that, yeah, I believe it. And I also believe that he been trying to leave her. Like, this whole narrative that she's been trying to get a divorce and all of this, I don't believe that. I believe he's been trying to leave her for a very long time.
I feel like, yo, when it comes to the Kardashians, mm-hmm. they're a cult within themselves. That I don't know. They got some whatever type of whatever vibes they have, whatever they have.
I know what you're talking about. I don't want to call it witchcraft. I don't know what to really call.
It's not, we don't have a label for it. But I feel like the Kardashian curse. But I feel like with Kanye, yo, I love Kanye. However, I don't know what's his angle and what is his motive for how he's moving, how he move. But I feel like, yo, let him move.
You listen to the Joe Budden podcast?
I do, but I have not heard the last week. You have it?
All the time. I listen to it all the time. But one thing Rory said, we as a people have to understand we can't separate Kanye. All of those things that you feel about him, he's all of those things. You want your letter?
No. We're talking.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You talk with your hands.
I'm sorry.
No, because when you did that, I'm used to you wanting a letter. But he was basically saying, yes.
Yeah.
Kanye is selling us something. Kanye does have mental issues. Kanye is out here. Because think about it like this, right? Let's just put his mental issues over here.
To the side.
Now he's just regular Kanye. And he's a rapper. What do rappers do when they have albums and they have things? They get out there, they get all in your face, and they try to be seen. So yes, Kanye is doing these things. However, he still has the mental issue. So if you bring the mental issue back over here, we're just acknowledging that it's three things happening right now.
Exactly.
It's not, so we gotta stop saying, yo, he's faking mental shit so he could sell shit. That's the normal part of him that's still just doing his shit. I rap, I make beats, I sell clothes, so I'm trying to sell you my clothes. But every now and again, I break down.
And I get into my mental.
But what they accuse him for being mentally disturbed for is not even a problem. Like, I'm not even about to, like, have everybody try to cancel me. But I looked up the Harriet Tubman thing. And if you were mad about the comment, then instead of getting mad, you should have looked it up, too. And instead of getting mad about what I seen about the abortion comments and him crying, actually watched the full rally, all 43 minutes and 56 seconds, three times. And I learned a lot about Kanye, and I don't think that he's crazy at all.
I think what it is that they're just putting him out to be crazy, and they're just highlighting what they want people to know.
Put it right here. That's why J. Cole don't do interviews.
Exactly. So you think about the many artists who are strong-willed, and they have, you know, very, 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 you know, how could you say the Kanye's, the J. Cole's, Schoolboy Q's.
You like Schoolboy?
Schoolboy Q for me is, I don't like Schoolboy Q.
I don't really listen to him, but he's not bad. I've never been upset when the song come on, he on it. I ain't never been upset, but do I sit here and be like, yo, let me go see what he's working with? The last album I think I listened to by him, he had the ski mask on his face. Whatever joint that was. I remember that. I remember listening to that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you have those type of people in that genre, and those, like, you know, the Jake, who else? Joel Cheese.
Oh, see, you know what I mean? Think I'm feeling you out as what you a fan of. You like good hip-hop. Because you didn't name one bad rapper, but you also didn't really, name a mainstream rapper.
Exactly.
So you, like, I see what you're doing, and I like that shit too, but see, for the way I feel, I have tears. Like, now, Joel Ortiz, he's, like, in my king tier. King tier is, I respect you as an MC, I acknowledge that you have bars, and you could actually pick some pretty good beats, but you've dropped the ball somewhere in your career where you have failed to connect the dots so you can go mainstream.
Exactly.
There's a lot of artists I have in that tier, and some of them, people put them in God tier, so they argue with me. For example, Jadakiss is in King tier.
Thank you. Jadakiss, Joell Ortiz. Come on.
Now, Jadakiss is a good rapper, but Jadakiss has been in the same verse for 30 years.
Thank you. Morgan, I love you. Yes. Yes. See, that's fine. That's why we vibe. Yo. Okay.
They get so mad at me. They're like, oh, you're a hater. I'm not hating.
No.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
Like, Jadakiss, like, Hunting Season, beat was hard. But how many different, like, all right, I'll put it like this. when it comes to rappers that only rap about the same thing, I'd be like, okay, well, who's the best at doing that? And then I just fuck with that person. And then the rest of them kind of like annoying. So like, you want to talk about cocaine all the time, then I'm going to just listen to Pusha T or Griselda. Exactly. The rest of y'all is annoying. Like, why the fuck would I listen to anybody else? When Conway said the nigga, I shot the nigga, he bled on me, so I shot him again. Like, what the fuck? Like I want to listen to somebody that I know that that's their experience, because it sounds more authentic. It sounds like
it's coming from them, and they're in the hood, and they're living it.
And I'm not saying that Jadakiss is not authentic. I'm not saying that at all. But Jadakiss has been literally, I think I was in the fifth grade talking about, if you think I'm jinging, come on shorty, let me know. Fifth grade. I am 34 years old, and he's still got the same content. There's no growth. There's no talk nothing. I mean, his
flow. But why do you think? Why do you think is that for those artists? Because it's not just Jadakiss. Who else?
Because they're determined.
Who else do you think?
Because who else is like that? Fab.
Fab. Come on. Who else? Come on. Some of them. Fab.
Cam.
Come on. Who else? Lloyd.
Unfortunately, Uncle Murda. But I love me some Uncle Murda. I love fucking Murda Uncle Murda. He never made it. He should have made it. Uncle Murda should have made it. I could do this for hours. There's a lot of them. I'm gonna give you another one, and it's gonna hurt my heart to say it, but Styles P
too. No, they're all, and why do you think that has happened?
For a few reasons. One of them is because niggas got into it, the game business-wise? When they're young. That's a part of it. Niggas get in the game young, and they young. Don't really understand business, so they business fuck them up, and then they start feeling themselves, and then they recognize audience base, like what I was talking to you about earlier with my group, how I'm trying to organically build an audience base for my podcast. So
what do you think is the difference between...
So what I'm saying about them, they built an audience base, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they won't stray from it. They won't experiment with different sounds and work with different kind of artists and create a different kind of music that can extend outside of the hood. That's why the locks and them niggas will never ever go mainstream. You will never hear Jada like on an Afrobeat or like on like a mainstream sounding like song. And he would say, if you ask him, he probably would say, it doesn't matter, I don't make it for them. But what I say is, when you've been doing this shit for 30 years, nigga, you should have been caught one.
It's true, but what do you think is holding that back? You think it's the whole situation as far as because of the whole Diddy having his...
No. What holding it back, what I just said, like, niggas get comfortable with what they getting, and they feel like there's no need for me to shift when what I'm doing right now, I'm good. I got more money than these bum-ass niggas got. I'm
so
living...
That separates the lame from the fakes and the move from the shakers, correct?
No. It's just choices. It's just choices that people make. Like, some people are comfortable where they at. They accept the bad in life, and that's okay with them. They accept what they have. It's called complacence.
Complacence, exactly. A comfort level. We feel like people.
And I feel like certain rappers have gotten complacent because they look at it like, I'm still making like 100K, 200K, whatever a year. They're never gonna be broke again. So there's no need for them to work harder and strive for something that they don't feel like is true to them. And I don't knock that at all. But that be my point when I be like, certain artists will never be J. Cole. They will never be Biggie or Tupac.
You think Nas is a...
Oh, so you want to do this Nas thing.
I'm just asking, do you think that Nas is a complacent act?
No, I think Nas can't pick beats, and Nas has a hard time with songs. I think Nas is a beautiful lyricist. He's the only rapper.
So then what's the problem? So what's the problem with Nas? Why is the reason why Nas always comes to conversation? Everybody say, "Oh, he dropped."
The problem with Nas is Nas' first album was a masterpiece.
Okay.
That's been a lot of artists.
Do you feel like he never caught up to that?
I don't think that he never caught up to that because it was written. It's also a masterpiece. The problem with Nas is Nas' beat selection is not so good, and Nas tried to kind of be the New York Tupac in a sense.
So do you think that Nas didn't like settle for, say, like, as far as, like, okay, everybody compare Jay and Nas, right? You think that Nas settled when he, like, let his brother Jungle all of them come in, and then they became that whole...
Nas is on record not liking niggas to shine. I can give you straight evidence of this nigga blocking Cormega, this nigga blocking Nature. The nigga did some bullshit to AZ, you know?
So you feel that's why Nas didn't get...
You know, you've seen the movie Belly. Everybody's seen that, right? Yes. So you remember the part where AZ was like at the barbershop. He was like, all right, I'm about to blow, done, because he seen a nigga coming.
Yeah.
I always laugh when I see that part because in my mind, I know all of the greasy shit that Nas done did behind the scenes. And yeah, that was hella greasy that you see a nigga creeping up on somebody with a gun and you don't say nothing. You just bounce and a nigga ends up shooting him. But I'm like, yo, theoretically, Nas done did a lot of niggas dirty. Like, Cormega was supposed to be in the firm. And he let Chris Lighty and Steve Stout talk him out of that. But that's another conversation. I don't like telling the truth. And the shit that I know. Because niggas be like, oh, you're hating. You being disrespectful. This nigga's a legend. He's this, he's that. I know Nas is a legend.
But talk your feelings.
But the fact of the matter is this. He battled Jay, right? Yes or no? He battled
Jay.
He did. Here's the truth of the matter of this. Jay had a problem with Prodigy. Well, actually, Prodigy had a problem with Jay. Because Prodigy was like, yo, this nigga, now that Tupac is dead, this nigga's talking all of this shit. But when Tupac was alive, it was us that was in the trenches going back and forth with Pac.
Okay.
So they dropped songs throwing subs at Jay, right? So Jay put Prodigy on the Summer Jam screen, and then he drops the Takeover, and then Nas catches a couple of straight shots in the Takeover. Takeover was not a diss song to Nas. Nas then goes, makes a whole diss song that we know is Ether.
Okay, yep.
Which Ether. I do not like Ether that much.
Like
the beat
Ether.
Is garbage.
What?
We could play Ether right now. Because
you said the Ether is garbage?
The beat, I don't like that.
I mean,
beat.
What makes it garbage? The beat, you saying? Not the lyrics?
I don't like the beat. Okay, and the lyrics, right? We talking about diss songs. It was like, this nigga spit like 6 bars before he finally said anything that was like, okay. He told a lot of fantasies, a lot of things that were not true, made up bullshit. Meanwhile, Super Ugly was not even a song. It was, oh, I heard Ether. You being disrespectful, huh? That's how you feel? Well, let me tell you this.
When it comes to me, when it comes to people.
And then, so then New York says Nas wins with this song, Ether. But then after he wins, what happens? Black public, money shit. And then Hov's on the track. You signed a Def Jam for $3 million. Now, Jay's helping revive your career. You put out an album that did aight. Off that Black Republican featuring Jay-Z. First time he was on the radio for a very long time.
You feel like that revived Nas' career?
For that moment, he had one. And he was doing shows. Jay bringing him out on stage. When they made a truce and they pieced it up on stage, that was like one of the biggest moments in hip hop. Him battling Jay was the highlight of his career, besides Illmatic. When people bring up Nas in a conversation, they're gonna say Illmatic, and then they're gonna bring up the battle with Jay. They're not gonna talk about I know I can be what I wanna be. They're not gonna talk about that. You can hate me now. They're not gonna talk about that.
I mean, whatever.
You gotta and I'm not dissing Nas. I'm just saying, like, on the mainstream level, Nas had it, but there was just, I don't know.
We'll leave that.
I don't know. I don't know. I love Nas. Don't get me wrong.
I love Nas, and I'm moving to Nas.
Now, just like Snoop lost that verse, and niggas is mad.
You feel like Snoop lost the verse?
Come on, bro.
Yeah. No. I'm going to tell him, but I'm going to keep it. So
he lost.
No, I didn't say he did. I didn't say he did. I didn't say he did. Why do you feel like people said? Why you feel like people are so mad that Snoop lost that? They say Swiss set it up for that.
All right.
No, I'm saying talk about it.
Nah, all right, so here's the thing, right? First of all, I'm going to say it's a coastal thing. Because the only people that I'm really seeing saying that Snoop won, they from over there. Or they listen to a lot of that shit from over there.
Yeah.
Right? Another thing is, X did lose some rounds. Some rounds X did lose. Because, like, for example, X played some X shit. I love that song, but that's not a song that a lot of people know. That a lot of people probably don't even know what album that's on, because that's definitely not even on a DMX album. So, like, certain songs that D played, I'm like, eh. And but Snoop did the same thing. Snoop played a couple of songs where I'm like, man, what the fuck are you doing? Like, okay. You know what I mean? And also, what did D play? He played the intro to the It's Dark and Hell is Hot. He did that, right? Is your motherfuckers ready or what? I don't think you are. He did that joint. And I'm like, why is he doing the ad-libs for It's On from the Professional joint with Clue on this joint? Cool. He shouldn't have played that, though, because that's also another song that, yeah, that's not a song that people know. And then they tied, like, two rounds. Like, I remember X, this is when it got crazy, because X dropped Slippin'. Snoop comes back with Murder Was the Case. So, for me...
Murder Was the Case is a...
For me, I'm like, that was a tie.
Okay.
I couldn't choose.
Got you.
And then this is when Snoop started losing round after round. Like, this is when D started coming with the Rough Riders anthems.
Yeah.
He played, Love My Niggas But Where's My Bitches. That's a song that I fuck with, but I don't know if he could have, if it should have went off in the battle. That's why I was like, X don't have the hits, because when you got to start playing certain songs,
then you
know what I'm saying? Now Snoop
played, what did Snoop play?
He played Dre Day, he played It Ain't No Fun, which I'm not a fan of that song.
The homies can.
I'm not a fan of that song.
No?
Not really. Nah, it's kind of whack. He played that on Bitches Ain't Shit But Hoes and Tricks. And DMX was all fanning out over that. He def played, he played Bitch Please. And I wanted him to play the Eminem version. You know, I get the pussy everywhere that I go. He played some shit. I would honestly say it was my favorite verses. That one, no matter who you say won, you could play that playlist and enjoy yourself. That was a very, very good verses besides a few songs here or there.
So what do you think DMX won? The future for verses?
Ashanti and Keisha Cole.
And what do you think is that? We talk about Ashanti and Keisha Cole.
And Ashanti's gonna win.
Based off of what? See? Oh, talk about it. You think he should cope? Come on. You think Ashanti's gonna
fucking murder her.
Oh, no. You must not. Here we go. Talk about it. You got something. Pull it up.
I'm just saying. Listen. Soon as this shit drop.
I'm trying to get this shit through so he gets bucks. Even after the whole J-Lo and Joplin, she got something against couples.
She had Terrence Howard in the video. Soon as this shit drops,
come on. You don't think that Keisha is playing cards right?
I'm just saying.
Okay. Is this just a biggie?
It don't matter what it is. That shit come on, that's a point. That's a point.
But you don't think Keisha play your cards right?
I mean, Keisha got joints.
Play your cards right.
Hold on.
Play your cards right.
Hold on.
People got foolish. People say play your cards right will smash.
She's not a joint.
You don't think play your cards right with the smash?
Kanye West on the track, by the way.
How does that song go?
I wanna be the one.
Oh.
Who you can be.
Yeah, but you, all right, you, I bet you I'm gonna show you what song we said. All right. She didn't. I'm about to show you exactly. So this is the song you put out, right? With Tupac. I do know this. This is a record, right?
You said Ashanti. You said what was gonna.
I gotta listen to it for a second and I'm gonna tell you. But she got one, because I know this.
What's up, bro? Yeah.
What you think? Because the Tupac sample?
No. It's not about Tupac. You said foolish one.
I didn't say no. You said this song. I'm gonna show you what's gonna be though. And it's a real simple song too. It ain't even complex. It's about to tear this shit up. Especially with this whack ass Tupac version. I do like this record. I always fast forward past Tupac part though.
Yeah.
Listen, Keisha need to go sit down. She's not ready. Like I said, Ashanti all day. It's gonna be a long night for Keisha. It's probably gonna end up being something like they play 20 joints. Shit. Ashanti. 13-7 Ashanti. That's what it's gonna be. Now, did you see the video that woman setting her man car on fire?
Yeah, what was that about? Like,
I don't know. He probably cheated on her. I don't know.
That was dumb as fuck, anyways. And then, like, for nothing, you should go on fire and your face got burned. Boom.
Yeah, but her ancestors picked her up off the ground. She got the fuck up out of there, and she had the whole conscience of mind to pick up all of the evidence and get the fuck up out of there. Like, she picked up all the evidence and got out of there. That was crazy as fuck. Like, bitch, why didn't you bring a match? And why did you park right in front of a camera? Because that's how they caught her.
But what was the whole gist of that anyways?
Like, he probably cheated on her. I don't know.
My whole thing is, like, if I gotta touch your shit, my nigga, like...
Nah, bitches, like, sometimes niggas be treating you like shit for an extended period of time.
Listen, I gotta burn your car. Like, you're lame.
No, you never have to burn a nigga car, but...
I gotta touch any of your possessions. You're lame. Nigga, fuck you.
I don't know. That video was epic. I enjoyed every moment of it. Like, that shit. She walked right up to that nigga shit. And then stuck her head in there to throw the fucking whatever. No, she used one of them fucking...
Whatever she grill did, things. She threw the shit grill in the thing.
Like, you know, like the thing, the lighter for the grill, like the long shit.
The click?
She used that shit. And then that's why. Fucking dumbass. That was fucking dumb.
Whatever it was stupid in the beginning. For her to even think she was gonna walk up and
like, she should have did that shit like Grand Theft Auto. Like, you get the fucking, what's that shit that they poured? The gas shit. And then you just make a whole trail of that shit. And then just light a match and then let that shit just. Exactly. You should have did that shit, bitch. Like,
that would be epic. But you gonna just walk up and try to.
But it was kind of gangsta. I ain't gonna front. She walked up. She threw a brick through that nigga window.
You should have got what you got. That's what she
broke.
She
broke the nigga whole window.
Dumbass bitch.
Broke the nigga whole window. Filled the whole car up with
stupid
gas.
Stupid as fuck. For what? Why?
I don't know. Obviously,
she still won't fuck him. She's gonna fuck him next week.
You gotta wonder what the nigga did. You gotta
what he did. Whatever he did, she over there talking about. Oh baby, I miss you. Dumbass bitches.
Nah, he probably bailed her out.
Exactly. And dumbass niggas. Dumbass bitches, dumbass niggas do shit like that.
And his shit was...
I'm not with that.
His shit was fried fucking bacon. That shit was cooked. That shit was fried
I would never.
Bacon.
You got time to do that shit? You're bored.
I don't know. When I see...
You're bored.
Did you see that other video my homeboy posted from Detroit where the nigga went up in the restaurant shooting niggas?
That shit... Let's talk about it. Yo, no fucks given.
How'd you open that shit? You got an opener?
No. Yo, listen. Let's talk about that shit. No fucks given. That Detroit shit.
Yo, that nigga popped the nigga right in the head.
Yo, listen. This nigga walked in the door.
Outside.
Yo. I don't know the context of that video or whatever, but if you see that shit.
My homeboy said that somebody that was there said that he said to the dudes he shot, oh, you thought I was never going to see you again.
I seen that. That's what they said. On the net, that's what they said. That apparently, I don't know, but they saying apparently that, I guess them dude did something to him prior. Mm-hmm. Regardless to what, in the video, no fucks given. Nigga just pow, 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 and just took nigga's whole life out.
Yep, and then when they arrested him, he had the same fucking shit on.
I'm not, nigga, that's, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but then again, we like, oh, Black Lives Matter. I don't know. People saying black on black crime.
I'm pretty sure he didn't kill them dudes because they was black, though.
He didn't kill them because it was black. He killed them because some shit popped off.
So that's why niggas get mad when niggas like compare that to black on black.
Exactly.
Black Lives Matter. It's not the same fucking shit.
It's not the same. Something happened. Apparently they're saying that these people pistol whipped him.
Now, I don't know what could have happened. All I know is I respected the shooter because he ain't hitting out a single innocent person.
Exactly, he did not. He got what he wanted, and he left.
Exactly, and he should have kind of gotten rid of the clothing. The fact that they arrested
my
him.
My thing is, he should have. They said he left with Shorty too. All that.
No, that wasn't his girl that was there in the video.
Okay, so okay, I'm just saying. I don't know. I guess we're getting it backwards, but.
The woman in the video, she shout out to her because apparently the woman that was in the video that was standing right next to him was just a regular person there that was ordering her food.
Oh, okay.
And then he came in behind her.
I thought they said that it was his shorty.
Nah, he came in behind her. And then if you look at the video, you can see him looking around and then he realizes who them niggas was. And then that's apparently when he said, oh, you thought I wasn't going to see you no more. And then he just caught the main nigga in the head. And the other two niggas tried to run, caught the nigga in the gray hoodie, and then hit the nigga outside.
And then came back in.
My homeboy was telling me that the nigga in the blue hoodie, he's the one that was ran out the door first, right? He was the one that could have tried to, like, knock the gun out his hand. My homeboy was like, I would have rather tried to fight and knock the gun out of his hand than die on camera, shaking like a stripper. Because there's video footage of him when he caught him outside and the nigga all flopping and shit. It's sad. That shit was crazy.
It should have not happened. I mean, I don't promote violence, but I feel like I don't know what happened with that situation. I don't promote violence. I just feel like, yo, it's enough shit going on in the world right now than us to be out here.
We don't need that shit. Doing that type of shit. The only thing I respect about it. Is this a lesson to be learned there? And the lesson is, you could, when you like, oh, I'm a thug, I'm a part of this life, whatever. Even if you decide that you don't want to do it no more and you just want to go get some food with you and your homies on a regular day, there's somebody else that you did something to or you violated that hasn't made that decision. They haven't made that decision that they're about to leave the game like you did.
Exactly.
So when they see you, it's still smoke. It's still all of that.
But I mean, I feel like, yo, it's enough of that, yo. I feel like, yo, the violence right now is at an all-time high. And I don't know if it's because of the COVID, because they're feeling themselves or whatever, but I feel like Shouts was positive. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, shouts to people that's doing positive shit. Like, we need more positive shit.
Well, this is the part of the show where we're going to do our lyrical breakdown. And our lyrical breakdown, we play a song. It's usually an R&B song because they're the most toxic. And we break down the lyrics. We talk about what we think that they're talking about. Today, we're going to do The Dream, I Fucked Your Girl.
Oh, my God. Really?
Do you have any objections?
I Fucked Your Girl.
Yeah. You don't know that song?
I know that girl, but I mean, I know that song. Look. That's the liquor. I know that girl. I probably do know that girl. But I know that song.
And why am I only getting the G-Unit remix? That's funny. I think I gotta type in the edited version.
But that was the shit too. You wanna pop that up?
So you guys, is this song toxic? We just need to know. I'm not sure.
You have to ask. Radio killer, beat the track up like a
wait a minute. That might be a pause moment. He said I was all up on her, but she was on him. Fuck.
You ask if it's toxic?
Nah, that might be a little sus. What did he say before that? And what the fuck was that, The Dream? And you had us singing this shit with you?
Nah.
Okay, hold on.
Wait,
what did he say?
That's how
shit start. Cause we all dancing, don't even realize it.
Okay.
doesn't make no sense. At first, he is making sense. You know, he say, oh, she fly. You might feel like rapping, but she gonna make you sing, da 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 da. But then he say, I'm all on her. She's on him. She all up on my thing with that thing on her hips. Are you saying she's a tranny? She got a gun in the club? What is on her hip?
I'm hoping that she got that thing on her.
And why is she? Why are you grinding on a chick that's clearly grinding on another dude?
Because you a thotty.
He's in an entanglement in the club, bro.
No respect.
Yo, what the fuck, Dream? What did you have me singing in the club? So he says she left for a minute and then she came right back, which means she probably went and go suck their nigga off and then she came back.
And is that acceptable,
fucking,
though?
And then she was fucking is with him acceptable? For the rest of the night and then that now the nigga is mean mugging him. Wow. So he got her main nigga's
is
leftovers.
Is that acceptable?
I mean, if the main nigga gonna just stay in the club mean
mugging. That's not acceptable.
At least that's what I interpreted from that. Is that
that's
what you
not
got
acceptable.
From that?
That's what I interpreted, but that's not acceptable.
I mean, he's allowing it. He said he loved her. He loved your girl. Love your girl. Love your girl.
Nah, I ain't with it.
He said I got it in for your girlfriend.
She like, oh. That nigga. She dropping down to the
floor
like
Shawty.
She go, she like,
yo, well, bitches really be on that shit. That's wrong.
Now that part I respect. He said, "Call it envy. Wait. I want her on me. She's all up in my head."
The beers.
Oh, they're right there. He said, "Call it envy. I want her all on me. She's all up in my head." Yeah, I respect that. He basically said, my nigga, I'm jealous of you. I can't stop thinking of your bitch.
And that's wrong. On so many levels.
It's not when you're being this transparent.
But it happens.
It does happen all day.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's
okay. Are you okay? You okay with that, Morgan?
Absolutely. I'll tell you why after. See, that's exactly why I don't mind. You can't take a bitch that don't want to go.
That's true. Gotta be willing.
If you could do all of these things to my girl, if you could have her in the back, talking about this, talking about that, you could keep her. Keep that bitch. That's why I always say it's real easy. It's real easy to say you trust your spouse and your spouse won't cheat when you never give them the opportunity to. You gotta put your bitch in the environment and see what she do when she in the environment. You can't have her
and
all
locked
down.
And if she start the popping and the locking?
Yeah, exactly. You got your bitch all locked down. You don't let her go nowhere. And everywhere you go, you handcuffed to her. That's why your bitch is faithful. But what does she do on her own recognizance when she by herself? That's different. See, she chose him. Don't be mad.
Exactly.
Cause seriously, she's on my dick.
He was fucking with that.
White feet with the denim.
See, y'all was just making horror bitches like me.
Damn, look at Shorty roll.
Fuck y'all bitches.
Damn, look at Shorty roll.
Sorry. I mean, I'm just saying, he just fell in love with your girl. Yeah, just push it up.
She going for that. You wrong with that shit, Morgan? Look.
Call it in D. I want her on me. All up in my head. Now she in my bed.
See, that's for everybody.
I mean, this song.
But you promoting that shit, Morgan? Nah.
Yeah. This song is very Dirty Mackie. But I'm all for it.
He wrote.
I'm all for it. I remember one time I was writing a poem and my pen literally wrote, "You gotta shoot your shot. It don't matter who she with because you never know. Your wife might be somebody's bitch."
So you promote the whole... Come on.
It's not about promoting it. But like I said, if a person is happy where they at, They're not going to entertain you.
You're right.
They're not going to, if just because I express interest in you.
She's speaking facts.
Just because I tell a girl, oh, I'm feeling you, I want to be with you. If she has a relationship, that's on her. I'm not responsible for your fidelity to your nigga or your bitch.
Well,
I'm just telling you how I feel. I'm living my truth. Now, if you decide to fuck me after I tell you that, then that's your truth. You want to fuck me. And clearly you want to fuck me regardless of you having a bitch at home or a nigga at home.
That's
how is
sad.
That my fault, though?
It's not your fault, but I mean, it's not your fault, but just do it.
And I'm supposed to be like, no, you got a boyfriend, please. Because if the shoe was on the other, because I can guarantee you, because it's happened to me, niggas don't be like, oh, you got a girlfriend. Or, oh, you
let me. So you're condoning the whole affair thing?
Listen. It's happened to me. Niggas ain't respect my relationship.
So you say, fuck that nigga? Fuck that
bitch? I'm not trying to be nobody's side nigga. Now, listen, I won't be your side nigga. But if you trying to fuck for the one time, whatever.
Okay. Morgan said, no fucks given.
Nah, why should I care? That's your responsibility.
You're right, it is.
Because I can tell you, when I'm in love, I don't give a fuck if fucking Naomi Campbell was standing in front of me butt-ass naked with a pound of weed.
I am not going to.
I'm not going to do nothing. I'm like, can I get the weed, though? I'm not going to do nothing to her. But now, if I'm not really so happy at home, that bag of weed and Naomi looks real good right now.
And then comes the cheating, see?
It's not cheating when you really already left in your mind. You just being a pussy and not doing it in the physical. Because that be what it be. Once you get to
that's
that
what
point,
it be? You see, I don't know. I don't know. I'm solo for Dodo always, so I don't know what that's about.
Man, niggas be breaking up. I break up with bitches, like, subconsciously. Like, months before I break up with you in person. Because my reality is thinking that you're going to change. You're going to manifest into this person that I see you as. No. And then once I see that you're not and I'm tired of arguing and shit, that's when the relationship ends. So it's not about condoning. It's just that I understand and I accept it.
I guess that's where we at with it. I mean, hey, next track, what we doing? Because
what we doing, actually, I'm about to actually see what's popping right now. It's been a very, very, very slow news week. I do want to send my prayers out to Biz Markie in the hospital.
Oh, Biz Markie's? I didn't even see that.
He got sick.
Was that recent? I didn't see that.
Yes, it was.
I just want to say, shout to people that's doing things positive.
Yo, please, yeah, big shout out to Positivity.
Yo, listen,
Positivity,
like I said, yo, we promoing events. Yo, next week, they're doing,
Who's the better? I'm sorry, go ahead. What were you saying?
No, next week, they're doing, I think next week, they're doing a book bag drive in Norwalk.
You in this Norwalk shit? I'm from Stanford.
I mean, so what? People to say what?
No, I'm playing with you. I'm playing with you. Who's the better actress, Angela Bassett or Halle Berry?
Angela Bassett. No. I hate you.
Angela Bassett or Halle Berry?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? That's you Angela said all day long.
Why?
Tina Turner movie, Waiting to Exhale. Even currently on this show 911 that come on Fox.
But Halle Berry is just
pretty. That's it. She sucks at acting. Her acting's trash.
That's true.
Like, the fuck? Like, what do you mean? That movie sucked. What, you gonna make me feel good? Make me feel real good? Make me feel good? That, like, what? That monster ball shit? The fuck out of here. I don't fuck with Halle Berry.
I mean,
except for Losing Isaiah. Losing Isaiah slap.
Angela got to do Waiting to Exhale, so I can't. And she got, Stella, so.
Who gonna win in the versus battle? Keisha Cole mom or Mama D?
You know what? I can't. That's so ratchet on all many levels.
They wanted to put her up against Mama Jones, Mama D versus Mama Jones, but I prefer Frankie. Frankie, my favorite TV mom.
Frankie definitely is the favorite TV mom. She takes all the tea.
So who you got, Frankie or Mama D?
I don't know.
In that order.
In that order, I would say that Frankie was just
man down.
Couldn't give no fucks.
Man
but
down.
Mama Diddy takes the cake.
Yeah, Mama D. Wild. She told her man
I'm sorry.
All kind of fucked up shit. Now, what was your nothing leak? Did you decide what you were gonna pick? Oh yeah, you guys need to go ahead on YouTube and watch that Khalees documentary that they got out there. That shit.
I seen
crazy.
That.
She said Nas and her used to smoke.
But I didn't even. Yo, my thing is, I didn't even know that she had a cooking show.
Yeah, I didn't care about that. I don't care about that.
I didn't even know she had that.
Everybody has a cooking show on YouTube. That's the vibe.
Exactly. I guess. I mean, even the T-Mobile guy, like.
Oh yeah, he's been doing that.
Yo, and that shit right there. How you feel about that? Yo,
he cooks.
He be getting to it.
I'm all set with that. I never want to hear that shit again.
He be getting to it.
What is your leak?
Wait, we was playing. Didn't we both gonna play?
Play what?
My leak is what the song that we was gonna play.
Yeah. What did you want me to choose? Banned from TV. You said, or well, like, did you? Some people change their mind at the last minute.
You know the
brand from TV. All right. Well, before we do the leaks, we usually do something called Nothing Motivation. Nothing Motivation is usually when you give little advice, words of insight. You know what I'm saying? You want to drop a jewel on them. Tell somebody something that you learned in your life, in your travels.
Oh, my God. We don't want to talk about life and our travels and jewels dropped. Yo, if it's anything... Yo, juice dropped? Co-parenting.
Ooh. Me and Doughboy got into an argument one episode about co-parenting.
I don't give a fuck. We can talk about that shit. Are we going to talk about that? I want to talk about that.
Co-parenting? Go ahead.
And I'm going to talk about that because of the simple fact that, like, people, yo, it is hard to co-parent. Depending on the situation and people that you're dealing with. And I'm going to talk about that because it is personal to me. Because me being a mother of four kids.
Jesus, Lord, save this world.
No, what you mean? Save the world. What? My kids, I love my kids.
My tubes start themselves. They're not
listen,
doing that.
Four beautiful babies, might I add, you know what I mean? Co-parenting.
That's too much. Vagina action, that's too much shit.
It's kind of hard, I guess, depending on who you're dealing with. So, the juice I'm going to drop is for people right now, yo, if you don't have kids, be mindful.
Say don't have them?
No, I'm not saying don't have them. No, have them by all means, but be mindful. If you're together or you're not together. And if you're not together, always look for the best interest of the child. Period. Pointless.
Interesting. Well, before I play her leak, I want to say about co-parenting. Co-parenting is only difficult when shit is happening that don't got nothing to do with the kid.
Exactly.
And that's just the bottom line. Niggas could put whatever kind of spin on
that's
it,
true.
Whatever kind of, you know, theory behind it. But at the end of the day, when you're putting your kids' best needs first, there is no complications. Even if it comes down to the shit where, like, you maybe want your son or daughter for the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you live in, like, the hood. You don't really have no cable or nothing like that,
exactly.
Right? Hold on, let me finish because it's interesting.
No,
you don't have no cable. You don't have none of that interesting stuff. And it's not even your time with the kid, but you just want to see the kid. That is really, really dope, right?
Mm-hmm.
A father should get that opportunity. However, he called his baby mom, and she like, well, the kid about to go to Lake Compounds and do some lit shit, basically. So she say no. Not because she don't want you to see your kid, but because the kid is about to go have way more
fun
than they would have had with you at this
exactly.
moment. But the nigga, well then now, oh, my baby mama don't let me see my kid. But they don't tell you it be situations like that.
Like that,
now, but
exactly.
There also be other situations. But at the end of the day, that particular one, the kid's best interest would be to go to Lake Compound.
Exactly, and have fun and be a kid.
And if you're the father or the other parent, you're supposed to be like, all right, shit, if anything, you go too, nigga.
Exactly.
That's where your kid's going to be.
Exactly.
If you really want to see your kid that much, go where your kid's going to be.
Go where your kid's going to be at. Exactly.
You don't always have to have your kid pull up on you. You could go pull up
on
your
kid. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And that be the issue with a lot of fathers and mothers. Because there are fathers that have full custody of their kids and shit.
They do. It is.
It's all about doing what's in the best interest of your kid.
Child.
Like, if your baby mother cannot bring the kid to you right now or the other way around, and you want to see your kid, then, nigga, you get in that Uber. You figure it out.
And pull
it
up.
It shouldn't always be the custodial's parent responsibility to figure out how the other parent is going to spend time with the kid.
Exactly. You should, if you, by all means, you could pull up on your kid, pull up on your kid. That you cannot figure out a way. For real.
Exactly. And it's never that hard to see your kid unless, like, your baby mama don't want you around the little motherfucker. Or you got a problem. It's always, like I said, when the kid not first. Put these kids first. Stop playing out here.
Stop playing.
Stop buying all these crab legs and buying the kids some sneakers and some
underwear. Exactly.
Underwear.
Buy them some clothes. Hey yo, regardless of rain or snow. Sleet or hail. Chopin' niggas let them free well.
Never get old.
Talking like I see it.
Yo, listen. Niggas trying to slip me like I do a little Weema.
Go extra hard.
I get pussy with my father's features.
Puff Heavenly. Way above 70. Lyrics. Yo, what would the game be like right now?
Better.
Punch kills the shit.
Get his whole body fully rehearsed. Who needs a hearse? I'm a bubblehead. I leave a bubblehead. I never listen to nothing my mother said.
I've been stunning niggas so long, I think I got a grandson. Come on.
Cam got the wackest verse on here. This is the wackest verse
on
this.
You really think so?
Absolutely.
What is this?
Absolutely.
I just named the escape on six cases.
All of big faces.
This is the wackest verse? No. The realest. What? At this time and point in the era?
Still got the wackest verse.
No.
I fuck up on the firm though. Yeah, put me up. Oh, yeah, shit, only question for these ducks is baby girl. Can we fuck some? You the type to need a wife. Fuck LOX, told y'all to kill life. Asshole, that was the best part. Best part. All that verse had a best. Come on, four bars don't mean nothing. No, that one is. It's just a hot barrel dead on your lips. Like 2/3 of a brick. Panero and kiss. Kiss. Push the white fluffy parts that I'm back with. Say the plan is to stash y'all, cash y'all. Sweet so strong, you gotta put it in glass jars. Niggas try to smoke me out, then poke me as the rims on the joint. Deep poking out. I'm about to have no feeling. Shit is deep. The devil when they sleep, I wake up dripping in air, wishing to hear shit that they give me in your head. Put a soul dripping in air, my gift is half out and when I spit it's a tear. I think Doughboy picked this ass as least once. They say you get what you ask for, you get it cause you ask for it. And you better have the cash for it. We gon' be around till your body rock. And then the next brother said we get the same time body got. What? He said what? What?
And there was two ways in the hood. One way to other smoking chronic life, straight to the prank, and let's get loose. This is the most verse. This is the verse that only matters on this song right here.
That's why I said, Cam, that's the wackest verse.
You should be on Section 8. No, Section is good. And I don't give a fuck what. and I don't give a fuck what. Y'all bitches like extra skin on my dick. Cause in the bottom of it, y'all funny niggas like Steve Harvey. I ain't got no love for you.
That's why I never do a song with you.
Not if you and your baby moms fuck the group and promise to give us head.
So because Doughboy's not here, I'm gonna say it for him. Fake love ain't love. Fake love taints love. Wait, hold on. It's like fake love ain't love. Fake love taints love. Stay in lane and get rolled over. I probably said it all fucked up, but y'all know the vibes. I miss you, bro.
Oh boy, oh boy.
My the motivation gone be. You could really be whatever you want. That's just real talk. That's not witchcraft. That's not some mumbo jumbo. That's just really real stuff. You could really manifest and be whatever you want. But see, this is the key though. In order to manifest and be what you want to be, you have to actually put your intentions in the universe and then take physical, actionable steps in that direction. And then the universe will provide you with these things. Now, the reason that the steps are important is because you have to actually prove to yourself and the universe that you are capable of handling what you're asking for. So you can't be like, yo, I want $1 million. But then still be in a poor mindset. The universe will not provide someone in a poor mindset with $1 million because you wouldn't know what to do with it. It'll hurt you. And the universe will never hurt you. And if you're religious, you know they say God will never put nothing on you that you can't handle, right?
Exactly.
So it's the same thing. When you want something, you have to actually put yourself in the mind and body to earn that thing. And it's going to manifest, I promise. And you got to be consistent. You can't try for a week and then don't get the results you want and then pull back. Be consistent. Consistency is going to always win the race. Promise you that. And that's just real.
Now that's Choose Drug.
Now my leak is going to be from my boy. I want to talk about this Yeezus album. Came out in 2013. And y'all be like, yo, Kanye's crazy. He's crazy. He been saying the same
shit. Yo, listen, Kanye... People sleep on Kanye, but yo, listen.
DJ Exclusive.
We just love Kanye.
He's been saying this same shit for years, so I'm dropping one of my favorite shits. New Slaves. Y'all gonna have to put some respect on my nigga name. Hold on a second. Here. Free Kanye. Because he said Get Out was about him.
My mama was raising the heroin. Water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would have thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race him. That's that, don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race him. That's that, come in, please buy more. What you want? A Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain. All you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be niggas. Hey, white man, spending anything on Alexander Wang, new slaves.
Come on, say Kanye ain't go off. Go ahead.
You see his leaders and his followers,
but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower.
You see his leaders and his followers,
but I'd rather be a dick than a swallower. This nigga made a whole beat with distortion and 808s.
Yo, listen.
And the shit
except for one about Kanye. He may be misunderstood, but Kanye definitely be on some shit.
I wear my heart on the sleeve.
We gotta play. Can we play some Kanye shit?
The blood on the leaves.
We done?
Blood on the leaves.
Can we play some Kanye
on the leaves.
Shit?
I know that we the new space. I see the blood on the leaves.
Kanye is definitely dope.
Want me to stay at ease. Fuck you and your corporation. Y'all niggas can't control me. I know that we the new slave. I know that we the new slave. I'm about to buy the fuck out.
I'm about to Bobby Boucher.
I know that pussy ain't free. You niggas pussy ain't me.
I like that you did that, Kanye. Yo. I fuck with you, Morgan, for Kanye. They misunderstand him.
This nigga said I moved out the country so you can't see where I stay. Come on.
That's it. They may not agree with his way, but Kanye is definitely a force to be reckoned with. Music.
And then the way the sample, the way he dropped the sample, come on man, fuck that shit, fuck that shit, fuck is he talking about? We gotta play some more Kanye. They talking about Yeezus was garbage. We gotta play some more Kanye. They talking about that black skinhead nigga? What you mean? Yeezus. Talking about he had Trump before. Come on, man. Listen.
Kanye for the people. But you understand where Kanye coming from.
About to get out of here, but y'all already know the vibes. Put some respect on my guy's name.
Good vibes.
Never in your life disrespect Kanye in my presence. Niggas better than your favorite.
I respect that. I love Kanye.
I'ma push it down. Hey, 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 hey. Listen, nigga, I'm good. Come on, man. The good life. This nigga said, let's go on a living spree. That went over your head, bro.
Living spree. Summertime shine.
Ah.
So I rolled the good, got popped the trunk,
I popped the hood,
and she got the goods, and
I got the look,
I got to look,
sorry,
you always got to be, cause I'm seasoned, haters give me them salty looks,
entanglements, and if they hate, then let them hate and watch the money pile up, ah.